Imagine you've been arrested for telling people about Jesus. You're taken to a strange city far from home. You're about to be put on trial, and you don't know whether you're going to live or die. How would you feel? Nervous? Scared? What about joyful? It's not exactly the first thing that comes to mind, is it? But joyful is how Paul described himself in his letter to the Philippians. At the time, Paul was being held by chains awaiting trial in Rome. He didn't know whether he'd be set free or sentenced to die. Years earlier, Paul had started a church in the city of Philippi, about 600 miles from Rome. The believers there heard that Paul had been arrested and sent one of their members to help take care of him. The letter you're about to hear, Philippians, is basically a thank you note. Paul tells the church in Philippi how grateful he is for their support. He also encourages them to stand together because they, like him, are suffering hard times. As you listen, count how many times Paul talks about having joy and ask yourself, how can you have joy even when times are tough?
We, Paul and Timothy, are writing this letter. We serve Christ Jesus. We are sending this letter to you, all of God's people in Philippi. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. I am happy because you have joined me in spreading the good news. I am sure that the one who began a good work in you will carry it on until it is completed. That will be on the day Christ Jesus returns. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you. I love you with all my heart. I may be held by chains, or I may be standing up for the truth of the good news. Either way, all of you share in God's grace together with me. I pray that your love will grow more and more, and let it be based on knowledge and understanding. Then you will be able to know what is best. You will be pure and without blame until the day Christ returns. Brothers and sisters, here is what I want you to know. What has happened to me has really helped to spread the good news. I am being held by chains because of my stand for Christ. Because I am being held by chains, most of the believers in the Lord have become bolder. They now speak God's word more boldly and without fear. Here is what he has given you to do for Christ. You must not only believe in him, you must also suffer for him. You are going through the same struggle you saw me go through. As you have heard, I am still struggling. Are you cheerful because you belong to Christ? Does his love comfort you? Is the Holy Spirit your companion? Has Christ been gentle and loving toward you? Then make my joy complete by agreeing with each other. Have the same love. Be one in spirit and purpose. Don't do anything only to get ahead. Don't do it because you are proud. Instead, be free of pride. Think of others as better than yourselves. None of you should look out just for your own good. You should also look out for the good of others. You should think in the same way Christ Jesus does. In his very nature, he was God. But he did not think that being equal with God was something he should hold on to. Instead, he made himself nothing. He took on the very nature of a servant. He was made in human form. He appeared as a human being. He came down to the lowest level. He obeyed God completely, even though it led to his death. In fact, he died on a cross. So God lifted him up to the highest place. He gave him the name that is above every name. When the name of Jesus is spoken, everyone's knee will bow to worship him. Every knee in heaven and on earth and under the earth will bow to worship him. Everyone's mouth will say that Jesus Christ is Lord, and God the Father will receive the glory. Finally, my brothers and sisters, be joyful because you belong to the Lord. I want to know Christ better. I want to know the power that raised him from the dead. I want to share in his sufferings. I want to become like him by sharing in his death. Then, by God's grace, I will rise from the dead. Brothers and sisters, I don't consider that I have taken hold of it yet. But here is the one thing I do. I forget what is behind me. I push hard toward what is ahead of me. I move on toward the goal to win the prize. God has appointed me to win it. The heavenly prize is Christ Jesus himself. I have learned the secret of being content no matter what happens. I am content whether I am well fed or hungry. I am content whether I have more than enough or not enough. I can do everything by the power of Christ. He gives me strength. But it was good of you to share in my troubles. And you believers at Philippi know what happened when I left Macedonia. Not one church helped me in the matter of giving and receiving. You were the only one that did. You did it again and again. My God will meet all your needs. He will meet them in keeping with his wonderful riches that come to you because you belong to Christ Jesus. Give glory to our God and Father forever and ever. Amen.
After being held prisoner for 2 years in Rome, Paul was set free. Now, if Paul were like most people, he would take it easy for a while, keep quiet, and stay out of trouble. But Paul had work to do, and he wasn't about to let a little thing like prison get in the way. One of the churches Paul had started was in trouble. The church in Ephesus was drifting away from the truth. Their leaders were making people follow a bunch of religious rituals instead of trusting Jesus to save them. They were allowing all kinds of sinful behavior. Paul told his friend Timothy, you might remember him from the book of Acts, to stay in Ephesus and try to bring order to the church. In this letter, Paul gives Timothy advice for choosing good leaders who will stay true to Jesus. He also gives Timothy some instructions to share with the whole church. Timothy was a young man when he led the church at Ephesus, so he might have worried that people wouldn't listen to him. Paul has some important encouragement for him. See if you notice what it is.
Timothy, I am sending you this letter. You are my true son in the faith. May God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord give you grace, mercy, and peace. Stay there in Ephesus. I want you to command certain people not to teach things that aren't true. Love is the purpose of my command. Love comes from a pure heart. It comes from a good sense of what is right and wrong. It comes from faith that is honest and true. I am thankful to Christ Jesus our Lord. He has given me strength. I thank him that he considered me faithful. I used to speak evil things against Jesus. I tried to hurt his followers. But God showed me mercy anyway. Here is a saying that you can trust. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the worst sinner of all. But for that very reason, God showed me mercy. My son Timothy, I give you these teachings. By following them, you can fight the good fight. Then you will hold on to faith. First, I want all of you to pray for everyone. Ask God to bless them. Give thanks for them. Pray for kings. Pray for all who are in authority. Pray that we will live peaceful and quiet lives. And pray that we will be godly and holy. That is good. It pleases God our Savior. He wants everyone to be saved. He wants them to come to know the truth. There is only one God, and there is only one go-between for God and human beings. He is the man Christ Jesus. He gave himself to pay for the sins of everyone. Here is a saying you can trust. If anyone wants to be a leader in the church, he wants to do a good work for God and people. A leader must be free from blame. He must be faithful to his wife. In anything he does, he must not go too far. He must control himself. He must be worthy of respect. He must welcome people into his home. He must be able to teach. He must not get drunk. He must not push people around. He must be gentle. He must not be a person who likes to argue. He must not love money. Here is a saying you can trust. We have put our hope in the living God. He is the Savior of all people. Most of all, He is the Savior of those who believe. Command those things. Teach them. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young. Set an example for the believers in what you say and in how you live. Until I come, spend your time reading Scripture out loud to one another. Spend your time preaching and teaching. Don't fail to use the gift the Holy Spirit gave you. Be careful of how you live and what you believe. Never give up. Then you will save yourself and those who hear you. You gain a lot when you live a godly life, but you must be happy with what you have. We didn't bring anything into the world. We can't take anything out of it. If we have food and clothing, we will be happy with that. Love for money causes all kinds of evil. Some people want to get rich. They have wandered away from the faith. They have wounded themselves with many sorrows. But you are a man of God. Run away from all of those things. Try hard to do what is right and godly. Have faith, love, and gentleness. Hold on to what you believe. Fight the good fight, along with all other believers. Take hold of eternal life. Command the rich to do what is good. Tell them to be rich in doing good things. They must give freely. They must be willing to share. Timothy, guard what God has trusted you with. May God's grace be with you.